Smoother First, We Love Hip Hop Toronto.
Homos in this bitch, huh? We love hip hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Reeve says no.
All right, so let's get this shit started. Baka Not Nice, Junior High. Let's see what I'll go on here.
Straight.
Straight.
Junior High, I kept a tech round.
Huh.
I slapped my burner, got respect now.
Jeez.
Niggas never played around. I'm on Billboard cashing checks now.
What is this? What's next on the docket right here? J Loco, Love No More. This is on Spotify too, so shout out to you, J Loco. Getting your Spotify, your TuneCore up and whatnot. Watch this. It's the world's most smoked out motherfucking podcast. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, boys. Even though they try.
Let's go. I was waiting for him to start a verse, but that's one of these long hooks on it. But shout out to you, J Loco. So we are Bach is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka, let's see what we got here, aka No Lacademics, aka Can't Stop, Won't Stop, aka I'm still feeling motherfucking good. I'm to the right of me.
Unsuspend the page.
we'll talk about that page shit in a minute. But to the right of me.
SSC underscore Hey Herks underscore PK.
Jeez.
You know it's me. Instagram, the only platform I fuck with. And if you want to see me in the gym, follow my other page, Way Herks. But shout out Spoil Smokers Collective, Free People Association, Beast Mode, Six Socks, Youngster Damn. And everybody else that I didn't shout out, you know I meant to shout you out.
I have an AKA for you too as well.
Oh, what's this?
AKA the light skinned Mark Henry.
Mark.
Keep that tire, my nigga.
Mark Henry. That nigga is dark.
That's why you have to be the light skinned dark Henry. Right. Mark Henry, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to call him Dark Henry. Jeez.
Darkness.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, shout out to all the listeners that are in your cubicles, as well as, you know, if you're, you know, you got a jackhammer and you got your headphones going and all that, you know.
For the working man.
Yeah. That one's for you all there. We're over here back at the Youngsterdam Lounge here at 529 Young Street here at the corner of Wellesley. It's open every day, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's the type of place where you can come chew, get a food on, smoke some weed on the balcony. You know what I mean? It's just a real, real nice vibe.
Slide through with your main thing, your side thing, or both of your things if you got the game.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, have a good time. Smoke and eat.
On your loo.
Eat and smoke.
I mean, and if you want to get yourself, if you want to book some sporting events as well as, like, any type of musical events, any events or anything like that, hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam underscore lounge. And, yeah, get in touch and see what go on. So, you know, we got business to take care of. We got a lot of shit to talk about today. We definitely have a lot of shit to talk about, especially when it comes to that YouTube shit. But before we get to the YouTube shit, I want to get to our top six tracks of the week in Toronto.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a busy week. I dropped that Nola Academics video earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
Had 6 on the list. It wasn't 10 this time, as usual.
Not 9, and then you add one later because you forgot it was 10?
Yeah. Where I'm saying it's 10, but it's actually 9. It's not one of those type of dyslexic situations there. It was more of a, you know, there was 6 tracks that we felt were solid tracks. A few more tracks came in later, and shout out to y'all. But I feel that we've picked a nice 6 tracks, and you, the people, got to pick what order that this goes in.
I want to see what number 1 is.
Well, let's get to it. You know what I'm saying?
I want
to
see the number 1.
So, first on our list, number 6, Molly Swayze featuring Smiley.
Okay.
Bone to pick. I got a bone to
Smiley
pick.
Smiley Mr. Buy or Buy?
Yeah.
Buy or Buy?
Is that, that's what the B.O.B. is for?
Yeah. Buy or Buy? Jeez. Buy or Buy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's I rate that one. I like that one too. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Buy or Buy. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And he's an upcoming guest on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. So
soon to be an alumni.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Smiley, and shout out to you, Molly Swayze.
Yeah, keep coming with your unorthodox style of music. It's a different take on the hip hop scene in Toronto.
Oh, exactly. Next on our list, number 5, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Okay.
Slim De Niro, Hallelujah.
Okay.
Big tune. Video is dope. Mans are like in a plush, lavish field, and the whips are fucking whipping around, and it's, yeah, I'm feeling it. You know what I mean? And Slim De Niro, he's doing his damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
They are
representing for the 5. Next on our list, more alumni. It's a real alumni list this week, all right? Because I noticed that when I'm looking through this list, bare people that were on the show came through strong with videos this week.
Yeah.
So, number 4 on the list, Boogs, Flow Different.
Yeah, I see that video creeping up everywhere. I see it popping up.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. The video, the man's killing it down there in Young and Dundas Square. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so right now I gotta give credit where credit's due.
Mm.
On our interview, whoever watched the Boogs interview, the man did say Golden State was going to win the championship. And it was going to be against Cleveland. So I got to give respect where respect's due. The man did call the final, you know what I'm saying, and the outcome of it. So there you go, Boogs. You're right.
Boogs, you should have bet money, man.
Who knows? He probably did.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to you, Boogs. Track is fire. You know what I mean? Beat is fire. And the video is definitely fire. Next on our list, and we're getting into our top 3 now. All right? More alumni. Honcho Hoodlum, No Hook Part 2. Yeah. I couldn't even sing the hook for it right now because there's no hook. He just bars it down all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Honcho Hoodlum. The video's dope. And yeah, just bars after bars after bars after bars. And he's addressing a lot of topics in there. A lot of things that are going on with the man. You know what I'm saying? He's a controversial guy. So last 2 on our list.
Okay.
Top 2.
Yo, okay. I want to see what number. Yo, I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see.
All right. So let's get to our top 2.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
So number 2 on our list, Drama the Problem.
I knew it.
Get the burner, bro.
Get the burner, bro. I thought that was gonna be number 1. To be honest with you.
No. But very close.
Very close.
Number 2, video is doing crazy numbers. Crazy numbers on YouTube. Like within a week, I see like 15,000. It's a track.
It's a diss track.
It's a diss track. All right.
He'll do anything to drink that champagne, Poppy.
Yeah. Holy.
Yo.
I got one more for you.
All right. Yo, with that line there killed me. I'm like, whoa. Okay. Yeah.
So shout out to you, Drama the Problem. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so hold on. He's the same guy that was on the block that day in the video.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Up on the gram.
Yes, on the gram. On these gram streets.
On these Instagram streets. But number 1.
Oh, where's the drum roll? Where's that? Yo.
Let me see number if I can find the drum roll. Am I going to find a drum roll today? I'm probably not going to find a drum roll today. That's That's the drum roll right there.
This is not the flipping phasers.
Don't do it. No, I won't do it. All right. That's the last part of the drum roll. Okay, so number one.
With no further ado.
With the top six tracks in Toronto this week, We Love Hip Hop Alumni.
Again. What Again. The heck?
T. Grams.
Oh.
Juice. Big, oh. Big tune.
I didn't see that one coming.
Aha.
I seen a clip of that video. Yo. And I was like, it's black and white, isn't it?
It's partially black and white. What they do is the black and white parts is scenes from the movie Juice.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I seen Omar Epps. Mm-hmm. I seen a thing with Omar Epps. I heard him rapping. And then I seen Omar Epps and I was like.
You seen him in the elevator.
Yeah, that, yes, yes.
Is that
yes.
Ferdinand? Thaddeus, you remember those Instagram posts when there was like a week where they were just going through bare posts of Juice and GQ in the elevator and then just putting mad captions. Funniest time on Instagram, or one of the funniest. But yes, shout out to you, T Grams. Fucking video is fire. And one quick thing I wanted to say about that, because T Grams is known for being more of that quote unquote classic type of rap.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he's still a lyricist all the time.
Yo, the man bars it down when he raps. Like
he got a new flow on it. He flowed in a new way in that.
Okay, he brought a new style with a different, okay.
And still barred it down.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at that.
Yeah. So shout out to T Grams. And yeah, that's the top six for the week. You know what I'm saying?
Brought to you by the people. So he's this week's people's champ.
Yeah.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Toronto.
So, okay, well, you know what? It's a weird transition. But we have to talk about a few things because the city has been going crazy. Okay? I want to give condolences as well as, pray for the families of the people.
I might as well do a moment of silence also.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a moment of silence for the people who, in the mass shooting up on Danforth Avenue. All right. RIP to 18-year-old Reese Fallon and 10-year-old Juliana Cozies.
Right? Yeah, it sucks that such a young soul had to be taken away in such a tragic way.
Facts.
Even though they're both young. 18. Supposedly she was celebrating a birthday or something like that. They're at a party celebrating. Is what the news is. I heard in the news. Yeah. So I think the little girl was getting ice cream with her parents. Mm. And then the other girl was out for her birthday or something like that. Or something that had to do with a birthday.
Right.
And then, this happens.
Yeah. So for those two young ladies there, let's have a quick moment of silence for them, right? All right. So, as far as more information on what's going on here, there's the name of the gentleman that was the shooter is Faisal Hussein, 29-year-old gunman. He hit 15 people, they said, right? It was Sunday night that just passed, around 10:30 in the evening. Investigated by police under the Mental Health Act. And
they say back he was he was at school or something. He made a comment and they called the police.
Mm.
And then they said, his mental health isn't, like, there's nothing wrong with him. He's not a danger to himself or that people at that time. So they couldn't really do anything other than just note it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then, his parents said he was dealing with psychosis or something like that also.
Yeah, they said the man used to talk about being the Joker from the Batman movies. Yeah, blow up
things and stuff like that.
Liking death, explosions. Yeah. He was a Loblaws employee also, by the way.
Wow.
So shout out to y'all,
Mr. They Loblaws. Still haven't determined if it was self-inflicted or by the feds.
ISIS tried to claim it too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's definitely,
you know why?
A tragic thing.
Because it's gone international.
Yeah.
It's gone international. They've got stars on Twitter tweeting about it. And, the news has been running it since it's happened, So... Yeah.
There's a couple of things though about that, and I want to send again, condolences to the family, pray for the families of the people who are of the injured, and there's no disrespect in any way that mans are trying to bring in anything that I'm going to say here, okay? Because it's pray for Toronto all the time.
Yes,
right. Anytime that something happens, we need to pray for Toronto.
Factual.
Okay. What I want to say is, And you were saying it earlier, I see on Instagram.
Yeah, someone, okay, so this is what happened to me. Earlier, I was sent a post.
Mm.
So I reposted it because what it said was really true. It was a real true statement.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I gotta share this because it's facts. Like, when this stuff happens, like with the black community or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's thugs, it's gang related, it's all of this, none of the above, there's no tragedy. I could read the post like if you want, but at the end of the day, it's just,
well, it all sums up to, like, we have a lot of murders that happen in the community, right?
See, here's there's the post, two, three you people that read
get
it.
Murdered at a time in a lot of shootings. So it says here, it wasn't Toronto Strong when it was thugs getting shot shooting. It wasn't Toronto Strong when the two little girls were shot in the East. It wasn't Toronto Strong when a pregnant woman was shot in Rexdale. I'm getting tired of this. White people die and the city mourns. Black people die and the city increases fear and prejudice. White man shoots people outside of a hood. There's no demonstration. Government officials wear bulletproof vests to go visit dangerous areas. And that's in quotations, right? And in all caps here, all of this is sad. All of this is worth tears and sorrow, including the subversive but obvious racism plaguing our city. Y'all need to do better.
You know what I mean?
Who's that post right there?
This one was a repost. Like, someone reposted from me, but the original person that I reposted it from, you gotta give me a second. I'll find it before the show, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, I echo that sentiment, and with all due respect to the people who've lost their lives and have been injured in the recent shooting, right? But this is something that we need to always have that same sentiment when multiple people are getting shot on a daily, weekly basis.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, let's just, if you really want to think about the numbers, so we had, starting back from like June when they did that raid,
mm-hmm.
the next following weekend, there was 5 homicides,
mm-hmm.
4 by guns, right?
Yeah.
One lady was minding her business, they rolled up, bam, bust one shot into the back of the car and kept it moving, right?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of an upcry, but then that was it, you know? Okay, so then now fast forward again. Now we have the Smoke Dog incident where there was R.I.P. Smoke Dog and Kowati.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a triple shooting.
Triple shooting,
2 people died. Then the next day, there's a quadruple shooting, 1 person dies. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know. And then after that, there's like a stabbing here, another shooting over here, another shooting in Woodbridge, another shooting over here. It's like, wow, all of these shootings. And then to top it off, the icing on the cake, flipping 9 people on, or 15 people on Danforth. Someone got killed today on Islington and Finch by gunshots, they assume. You understand what I'm saying? So this is nuts. It's like every day there's a shooting, a stabbing. It's like, wow, it's just, I can't. It's, and then what, like the other day at Brampton, one guy got shot right in front of his house. They caught 4 people for that. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like there's so much senseless violence going on in the city right now. And then right now, all they're going to do is, like, it's not helping, because it's helping, but it's not helping. It's helping the politicians get what they want and the police get what they want. Yeah, they say they're going to help the communities, but believe you me, that's the bottom of the list. That's not the first thing on the list.
Yeah.
First thing on the list is more police, more jail time, more stiffer sentences, gun control, and all of that stuff, which is necessary. But is that the first line of order? Is that where you're going to, you know what I mean? Like,
even what you're saying with the more police, right? They've increased police presence.
It's even worse. They increased, and then this happens.
Over the weekends, they say between the hours of, like, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., you know what I mean?
And like, that's saying that's off of intelligent-based gathered information on which communities they feel need the extra police presence.
Right.
But lo and behold, I'm not. The police presence shouldn't be. It should be everywhere. It shouldn't be just in one pocket. This part. It should be a blanket throughout the whole city, right?
Exactly.
And then Danforth. Look at that. Look what happened on Danforth.
now are they going to put extra police presence over there?
Of course they are. That was the same night that after they.
No, but permanently.
Who knows? Well, you know, this is like what I say. You're gonna hear from the police union guy saying, "Yo, we need more police. We need this." I'm not saying it's, you know, but this is what he's like. Yeah, you know, like this is gonna be like, "I told you so." You know what I'm saying? And it's yeah, and they were talking about that too. So how's the taste of Danforth gonna be? You know what I mean?
Well, it's definitely a big tragedy. Once again, RIP to the two young ladies, as well as you know, pray for the families of the people of the injured. Let's get to something more positive.
Yes, for sure. Always.
Black of the Dawn show that
I missed it. I wanted to go, man, but yeah. I had some other obligations to take care of.
Yeah, so it was super super.
Yo, it looked like a lit show, man. And I know Blacka can perform.
Oh yeah,
I know he's energetic, right? So.
Oh yeah, there was performances by Sheffy, Jigsaw came out and performed. No joke, Jigsaw, 365 came out and performed with Black of the Dawn. Young Tory came out and he's with the headliner. That was different. It's definitely different.
I seen Young Tory. I seen a video of that guy today. He's living his life, bro.
He's living his
tree gals backed up. He's just slapping asses like bongos. The man's going wild. Pop, 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 pop.
The man had a supreme money.
Yeah, the money gun. Blower. The man said, that was quick. And then he started just slapping asses like bongos. Boop, 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 boop. Through his legs, over this, turning around, spinning around. Bap, 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 bap. The girls are giggling. Yo, yeah, the man's loving his life right now.
On that show, though, I was feel like Black of the Dawn. Shout out to Black of the Dawn, first of all. Shout out to whole
alumni.
MTM, alumni. Shout out to Johnny Bravo. All of them mans there. And Trader Ryan Animal was there with me.
The
whole,
what the hell's going on here with this little fly?
We're like in a third world country right now.
I'm telling you.
Blacka murked the shit.
I tell you, the man can perform. Yo, he's a good live performer. Right? Like his live performance is on par. Like, but, you know.
And Tory, you know, people, he has a great fan base and everything. And I enjoy some of the songs. That performance looked like slam dancing on the stage, not cool. Off the stage.
Oh, you say they're mosh pitting on stage?
On the stage, I was watching a mosh pit happening. In front of my eyes, I was looking up at the mosh pit. I wasn't like getting out of the way of a mosh pit. I was just like,
"Oh, there it is!
It's on stage. Let me film this."
It's part of the actual stage show.
It was very.
Did he stage dive?
He sort of, kind of stage dived. He kind of. Okay, I'm not gonna pull any punches today. He fucking tripped off the goddamn stage. Okay, I don't know. Maybe if he did that on purpose, but he looked like he went to go take one step, fell off, and then just got up in the crowd and was like, "Ah!" And then he just. Going, yeah. I was just like, "All right."
I seen him do a circle, like, yeah, the man.
He went around in the back.
Instagram, I seen he did a big circle.
Yeah, and then he came back on. He tried to jump back on the stage, and he hit it with his torso, and he went and then. Fuck, and then he finally went back on the stage. I don't know at one point where he got back on the stage.
How he got on the stage, but he ended up back on stage.
Because I think I turned around for a second. And then he was back on the stage.
The camera tricks. He turned around for a second. He's on stage again.
I think one of the men them like yeah, they pulled him back probably, up. Yeah, yeah. And I, but it was pretty crazy. But yeah, shout out, much big shout outs. You know what I mean? Yeah, and we're waiting for that interview, NECA.
Who's that nigga for?
Young Tory.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for that.
And then
interview.
Don't forget, there was also this female freestyle cipher that passed this weekend also.
Yeah. I heard that got shut down.
No, I seen clips of them. I seen clips.
It went all the way through?
Man, like Flex, Farley Flex, and G Wonder, Muscle Posture.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yo, shout out to the ladies out there doing their thing.
Yeah,
you know
let's
what I'm saying?
Let's see. Hopefully the next one, you know, we get to attend the next one because we were both busy for the last one. So hopefully we'll attend the next one. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But on that battle tip, don't forget this Saturday, Beast Mode.
Beast Mode.
Be on fucking time.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna do the what you smoking on segment, but I don't even fucking give a fuck right now.
Today we got bigger fish to fry than what we're smoking.
Yes, because YouTube tried to fucking smoke us. Okay,
So yeah,
or they did.
Right now, we suspended.
They so put us in the corner.
We have a backup page.
Yep. YouTube.com.
Call from.
Or sorry. 1 second here.
Of course.
You downstairs?
Can you turn that down?
Yeah, just a couple of doors down from the LCDO. No, Young Sedan.
Tell him to look for the garbage can.
Call ended.
Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, they slapped us with a fucking a suspension. Right? There's a new channel that's up right now. YouTube.com/WeLoveHipHop Network. Okay. It's in the process right now of uploading all of the videos that were previous up there before. Content. All the previous content, all those interviews that people got to see, some of the videos that people missed from before, like the BizLoke interview. We're re-uploading the K-Money interview, re-uploading every interview that people love.
Camouflage,
Boogs interview, FB, everything's getting re-uploaded.
Basically, the catalog, the seasons, season one, season two.
And the podcast is not stopping because, you know, people are listening to it right now. As you know, they're listening to our voice as far as the audios, right? So it's definitely something that... it's not going to stop us in any way. It's not going to give us even like a blip, right? We're working behind the scenes in regards to making sure that we can get the channel back up. So we have the new channel that's up right now. We'll be putting up our interview that's going to be that we're going to be playing today, the Brizzle interview that's going to be posted on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So you will be able to see
that. I've seen a man come up on the page. Yo, where's the freestyle at, yo? The man was like, yo, where's the freestyle? He's trying to find the freestyle.
Oh yeah!
He's trying to find the freestyle. Don't worry, it'll be it's up now. Okay.
It's been reposted. It's already doing great views again.
All right. So
shout out to the We Love Hip Hop
Network.
Yep.
Let's get those numbers up.
You can't subscribe yet because we're in the process of uploading, and it's when it's uploading, you know, and it's a lot.
We don't want to crash.
It won't let you subscribe while being in the process of uploading. Right now, you might be able to subscribe because. Even like as we're speaking and recording this now, the uploading has been stopped for now, but we will be uploading content. So if you're not able to subscribe right away,
back up there.
Come back around, you know, you see us post a new video, then try to subscribe then. You know what I'm saying? And
well, Friday we'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll
keep definitely you posted. Keep you posted.
Yeah, and fear none, you know, you might be subscribing to a new channel now, but it doesn't mean that the old channel might not come back. All right. We're working very diligently behind the scenes to make sure that channel comes back up. All right.
Yes.
So let's cut to our break here. I want to play a tune from DJ Capone featuring Haitian Fresh and Main Champagne Joe Grind.
Joe Grind? The man's name is Joe Grind?
Main Champagne Joe Grind.
Okay. Yeah, no. I got that part. I just wanted to make sure I heard the Joe Grind part.
Like a pimp named Slickback. You can't just say slickback.
I understand. No, you got to say a pimp named Slickback. I understand that. I just wanted to make sure when you said Joe Grind, I heard Joe Grind.
Yeah.
Joe Grind.
I want Joe Grind, your Joe girl. Grind,
exactly.
Holy. Range
name,
talks.
That name, Joe Grind.
Yeah. Man gets off the phone. He's like, yo, walk on. Man's like, Joe Grinding your girl, fam.
I don't know if it's... Okay, see? We're old heads. So I don't know. It's greasing now, right? Man grease my girl. Man's greasing. What's the term, right? For us, what's the new term from the Young Bucks? So please let us know.
Yeah.
Young boys, let us know what the term is.
Anybody who just touched back road, let me know what the terms are going on in there.
Joe Grind. I don't know if that's Joe still Grind's relevant. Still thing.
All right. So let's get to the track here. I don't even have the name of the motherfucking track, but we'll find out. Let's see here.
Put too much emphasis into the name.
We don't even got a motherfucking name on the thing here on YouTube.
The track's name is Joe Grind.
Stop. Some vibes.
DJ Capone, the turn up king. Haitian Fresh.
Okay.
Main Champagne. We got one. Let's go.
baby girl, my name Jeez. Is Main, and I got my eyes on you. Girl, you know your man ain't shit, but that's something you already knew. Girl, you know you just
my Hey, the man sending gunshots. Yo, wheel it back, yo, wheel it back, yo, wheel it back, wheel it back, wheel it back. You ain't gotta be. Wheel it back, the man said, yo. Yo, the man said, your man ain't shit, but you already knew that.
It's that left lane lifestyle.
The man came with the slackness right off with a tizz up.
DJ Capone, the turn up king. Haitian fresh. Made champagne. We got one. Let's go.
Hey, baby girl, my name is May. And I got my eyes on you. Girl, you know your man ain't shit, but that's something you already knew. Girl, you know you're just my type, so put your number in my phone. Hella lit on a Friday night. Baby, you ain't gotta be alone. Tell them already, I'll be telling them again.
Got a pack of backwoods and a pocket full of trees, yeah.
Tell them already, I'll be telling them again. While I'm bottom one, we not care what you feel, yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So before we even get this interview started, okay? You
know what I'm saying? Yes, we're back from our break.
We are back from our motherfucking break.
So anxious. Look at this guy. He's so anxious. But yes, we're back from our break. Before
we even get our interview started here, we got Brizzle in the building. And that's who's going to be the motherfucking interview.
That's our guest. Right? That's our main interview. You
know what I'm saying? And big up to Price the Boss also in the building with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But he said he bought some bars. So I am excited as a motherfucker.
Let's do this. It's only right. It's only right the person that started the wave.
Yes.
Do it right on We Love Hip Hop.
So Big Tweez on the beat. Let's get this shit popping right here.
We Love Hip Hop alumni on the beat. Big Tweez.
Brizzle. Look. Brizzle trap all week. I'm up for 7 days. I don't get tired. Bitch, I'm Kevin Gates. They know I'm up next, so they gotta hate. It's full block. Finch Avenue is where I stay. Now fuck my ops. I got nothing to lose. How you in the field? You ain't got no cuts, no bruise. I was serving fiends. We had a dollar and a dream. You can hate on me, sucker, but you still gonna be a bean. A fucking waste, man. Eyes covered by Ray-Bans. And fuck a side bag. I got it on the waist, fam. Look, I'm twisted like a Rasta. And I'm extra saucy like a plate of pasta. The verse gon' cost ya. You know how much this red flag will cost ya? I lost too many. Do you comprehend me? There's a war going on outside. No man is safe from. Nowadays, I got one in the head with no safe on.
Wow.
They try and drill me. I know they try and kill me. They tried twice, 6 shots, and they couldn't hit me. I'm the green goblin. Your bitch, she be gobbling. How you love a bruv, on my dick she be gargling.
I don't mind the steal, but that was fire in the booth.
Let me go.
I told my dog if they hit me for a half a key, bury me with my German Ruger and like half a pee. I'm a hot commodity, your bitch right on top of me. She texting you while I'm hitting it. My apologies. Used to do robberies, now we buying property. Fuck the government, cause they left us in the poverty. Brizzle, put this shit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's only right I do it right, you know what I'm saying?
That was nice.
Yeah. Pull that out.
That was nice. That was nice. That brother. And you and him are in sync like a motherfucker.
And this shit not practiced, by the way.
This shit's off in the top.
Yo, the way he's... Yo.
This shit not practiced, by the way. It's just chemistry.
Whoa. I wish right now we could fucking wheel that back and give it to you again. Because, yo, that was nice.
It's only right, you know
that
what
was,
I'm saying?
That was
give me good. My credit, man.
That was a We Love Hip Hop first right there.
We Love Hip Hop. Right
that was...
That's right. Yes, that's right.
You guys, yo, what you're... That was so in sync. That was beautiful, man. That was magic.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate it.
Woo. Yo, like...
Brizzle in the motherfucking building.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Finally. Long overdue.
That was proper.
Okay, so let's get right into it.
Talk to me.
You started spitting bars.
Yes.
You mentioned Toronto rappers when we were talking before.
That's right.
You said you were the first.
I was the first, indeed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you about that. I was trying to get in the rap game. I was trying to, you know, find a way to make a little buzz for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that nobody was really doing the freestyle videos. You know what I'm saying? It was strictly just songs. Mm-hmm. So I hit up Toronto Rappers. I told them, look, I got this video I want to post. It's a freestyle video. You know what I'm saying? That shit was new to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they posted it. The feedback was crazy. They hit me back saying, you started a new wave. And that's facts. You can holler at them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Toronto Rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just took off. Everybody started jumping on it, which is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that. A lot of rappers are really getting in their bag and spitting those bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which was missing.
Yeah, it's bringing the spitters out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Facts.
Bring the spitters out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We're going to know who can rap and who can, you know, do that. That R&B street shit that y'all niggas doing, man.
And like another off thing, like off camera topic that we were talking about is even like the unity, right? We were talking about the track.
That's right, Free Biz, man. Right?
Free Biz Loke.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You had the track with Honcho Hoodlum.
That's right. Shout out to Honcho.
Yeah, shout out to Honcho Hoodlum. We love hip hop alumni.
Both of them.
Facts.
Yes. Right?
Brodies.
And the thing is, we could see because both mans are representing what would be what quote unquote rival sets.
Facts.
Right?
Yes.
But we can see intentionally that mans are doing a video together.
That's right.
So what's the importance of that? Like why did that even happen in the first place?
To be honest with you, there's always been a lot of violence in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is not the first summer that the violence is crazy. That's just facts. You know what I'm saying? If you look back and you see. But I mean, like I said, I wanted to do something different. I don't like to ride the wave what everybody's doing. So I reached out to Biz and I told him what my vision is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with it. He loved the vision. You know what I'm saying? He jumped right on it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm there. And then it came about just like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the real ones will always show love. You know what I'm saying? No matter, like, it's 2018. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bigger things.
We're trying to get money. We're trying to move out the fucking hood. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to put our mothers in big houses.
No. And like even from the last two videos that you dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
The track Get the Strap that you dropped, right?
Yeah.
And the track previous. What's the reception that you started seeing from like? What's the buzz like from that now?
There's a lot of negativity, you know what I'm saying? A lot of negativity came about from my ends. When I first dropped my ends, a lot of negativity because the color and, you know what I'm saying? People didn't understand it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why, though, but you know what I mean?
Something different to them, that's why.
Yeah, I guess they're not used to it. I guess it's not used to it. So then I came back with Honcho and I dropped Get the Strap to show them that it's real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
Yeah.
I went to the East now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Business from the West, I went to the East just to show the people that like this is real. We're trying to make money. We're trying to make hits. We're trying to make bangers.
Well, like he said on the show, connect.
Yeah.
Honcho said that. Like, real niggas, if they want to connect, let's connect.
We'll connect, fam. That's what facts is, Honcho was the first ever to show me love. Like, he was the first one to reach out. He didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
But he
reached out, said, yo, you killing that shit. That's you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Honcho. Like, he showed love straight from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, being a part in this Toronto scene, and this is a question for you as well as you, Price the Boss, right?
Yeah.
What's the two favorite things that you all like about, what's one of the favorite things you like about this Toronto scene, and one of the things you hate?
You want to go?
Microphone?
You got the mic, okay.
One thing that I like is it's competitive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell who's doing their thing, and you could tell, like, right now, my dude Brizzle's hot right now. You could tell.
Facts.
Because people are paying attention. He's on the platform right now. Shout out, We Love Hip Hop, you know?
Respect.
And he's been doing this thing for, like, we've been doing our thing for a long time, but.
Facts.
My name is Brizzle's just, you know? So he's hot right now. So you could tell when the city knows you're hot. But one thing I don't like is the hate that comes with it. Like, you could be hot, but appreciate someone else when it's their time. You know, support. Mm-hmm. You gotta always be like looking at it as a bad thing. Like, he's collabing with a lot of people right now. Yeah, a lot of people can't handle it. But when something bad happens, they're like, oh, there should be unity. Mm-hmm. But when there's unity right in front of you, you should appreciate that, you know?
It takes a big man to promote unity amongst so much violence right now, you know what I'm saying? Especially with rival sets, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, that's exactly. It's not really, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? Because you obviously.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying.
So that's good. But people don't have to, they shouldn't overlook it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a step in a positive direction, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because that's one way violence can stop.
Exactly, but that's the thing. That's what's wrong with Toronto, like he said. They wait till, you know what I'm saying? They wait till it's too late to show love.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, why wait? You see something hot, like it. Comment. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking repost.
It's so true. It costs you nothing.
It costs you nothing. Like, love costs you nothing. Spreading love is nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. What does it cost you to say, yo, that's a banging track? And I'm not talking about the guys that are, you know, whack or whatever. I'm talking about when you hear something hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Show the love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's only right, man. You know what I'm saying? Or yeah, else we'll sure. never move up. Like, Toronto should have 20 artists on the charts right now. Mm, we shouldn't have 3-4. You understand what I'm saying?
So
like,
much talent
like,
in this city.
Come on, like, look at everywhere else. Like, Atlanta pulls up. Like, they pull artist after artist after artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then that comes with confidence, too. The artist got to be confident. You know what I mean?
No, facts. And what's one of the favorite things you like, though?
The multicultural thing about Toronto. You got a lot of people from different, you know what I'm saying, backgrounds doing hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
People that don't look like they rap. Nowadays, they rap.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool sometimes. Like, sometimes you hear some banging shit from people you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Toronto got a lot of fucking talent, man.
So
we got a lot of fucking talent.
It's a diverse landscape, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit, right? So, West End life, right? Like, you're up there on up top. You're in Finch, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on Finch, you know what I'm saying? Four block. Shut up, four block. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, so, like, what was life before you start getting into rap shit? Like, what was, like, life over there? Like, you know what I mean?
To be honest.
Somebody from the outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life is like, you know, everywhere else, bro. Like, there's nothing really different except the stores that are around. You know what I'm saying? The shit that you could do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Like, Finch is like when I go anywhere else, when I go any other block, it's like, you know, you got the corner store and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the pizza. You feel me?
McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, the McDonald's.
I want to know as well, like, what's your nationality, fam?
I'm from Lebanon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm Lebanese, man. Lebanon Don.
Mm. Yeah, perfect example of Toronto's melting pot, right?
Mm-hmm. Diverse city. Yeah. It's a diverse city you live in.
So, okay, before you got into the music that you like to listen to, what kind of music was playing in the house? Like, what were your parents playing type of thing?
See, I came from, like, my dad's a legend back home. Like, he's a big-time musician, you know what I'm saying? He plays percussion, you know what I mean? And he's been with a big-time singers back home. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've always been around the music scene even before rap, before I came here, you know what I'm saying? I immigrated here when I was, like, 12, 13, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I got a story, man, you know? Wow. I need to tell my story, bro.
Let's go here.
So what was going on in Lebanon before you got here then?
Man, a lot of shit. A lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of bad shit. Like, it's not even pretty. Like, real poverty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I came here and I said, wow. Anybody throw their chance away here is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
pissing in holes. There's no fucking... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Broke down buildings. War-torn buildings, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My parents brought me here, my brothers, just to, you know, to give us a better life.
Yeah. So, like, and I don't want to, like, delve in too deep, like, but did you, like, see bombs and shit around your neighborhood, fam?
We'd be, like, out at, you know what I'm saying, out playing, and then you'll hear a bomb, like, you know, down the block.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays it's regular. I went back home like not too long ago, and we were at a bar. We were just drinking. It was like 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Bomb went off. Like, we just got a call from, you know, from my uncles and shit. Like, yo, you guys good? The bomb went off. Boom, boom. Stay away from there. Come home soon. Like, it's a regular thing. Like, it's bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not even cool. Like,
no. Wow. So then when you came here, this is like a motherfucking walk in the park when you first see this shit.
Oh, yeah. I came here and I said, wow, land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Milk and honey. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is life right here.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I living? You know what I'm saying?
So then what was life like when you first touched Toronto then?
Oh, it was crazy.
And how old were you around that time?
Like, I was like 12, 13. I don't even remember. I was like 12. I think it was year 2000 I got here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So, okay. Because you just bought like a whole bunch of extra
in my brain. See, that's why the EP is called Guerrilla Warfare. You know what I'm saying? And that shit's going to have some deep shit on there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you first come down into Toronto, it's like the year 2000, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking in my head, what's running in 2000? Nelly was running things back then, times, right? He had a hit.
I don't remember, man.
50 was, it was right before
50 made that. That's when I fell in love with hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, see, 50 taught me how to write a song.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Listening to 50, nobody ever taught me how to write bars, how to count bars. 50 taught me that. You know, listening to his album, listening to how he writes bridges and choruses.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Instead of straight 16 to a chorus,
right,
he'll have a bridge and a chorus. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he taught me all that shit. Like, the Get Rich or Die Trying album taught me how to write a song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, facts. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I came here, I didn't speak the language that good.
You're right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But that album is when I remember. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, this music is just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then that sparks another question, because you're learning how to structure bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? But you come through here and you obviously don't have like a Lebanese accent. Like, you still have a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, you still hear it in certain.
But, you know, how did you start learning, picking up the English and the slang on the layer of that on top of that?
It's just the people I was rolling around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the multiculturalism of the fucking city, man.
Yeah, you're right, 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it took
yeah.
some time, but... I mean, you know, when you get here and you can't speak the language, they put you in that, what's it called, the ESL.
Yeah, English as a second language.
Yeah, some shit like that. I was like, nah, I won't be in there.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That was my motivation. Like, I didn't want to be in there. Like, they used to make fun of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, this guy can't speak English, you know, whatever the case may be. So I was like, nah, I don't want to be in there. Mm-hmm. So I started, like, you know, reading, you know what I mean? And, like, that just... Like and the fact that what the fuck did I want to say, man?
Like, when you started learning English and stuff
English,
like that,
you're
right?
Reading and
yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, dog. You added a lot of layers that I didn't expect. You know what I'm saying?
When you broke down the bars and you're freestyling right now, you wouldn't be able to tell that you learned the language from 2000 till now. So
exactly
like the way you guys performed the track, like right now, the way, not the track, but the way you broke down your bars and your freestyle, even your tracks right now, like when you're writing your lyrics, you can hear it. You're saying you learn how to write basically from listening to 50 Cent.
Yeah,
so you figured out structure, rhyme patterns, 16s, bridges, and all of this shit from listening to hip-hop music.
Yeah.
As an immigrant, not to be rude.
Facts. No, you're right. Yeah.
You learn these things through the love of hip-hop music. That's crazy to know that's how big hip-hop is.
Facts.
Facts. You could come here as an immigrant person, not knowing the language, listening to the music, and then all of a sudden now, 10, 15 years later... Or 18 years later now, you're speaking the language, you're performing, you're living like you said, you came here like, yo, if anybody throws away their dream, they're an idiot.
Yeah.
So you realize what you have here and you're utilizing to the best of your ability.
Facts.
And that's commendable. Like,
and you're a lyricist, right? Because
straight facts.
We're not in a time of lyricism. Both of y'all are lyricists. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
We're not in a time of lyricism. And I'm not saying that in a way that there's something wrong with that, because I like a lot of wavy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not at the forefront, per se.
No, it's not.
Right?
Yeah.
What's your writing process like?
To be honest, like if I'm writing a song, I gotta go off beat. Like it, I gotta hear the beat. The beat gives me all the emotions, and you know what I'm saying. It puts me in that. You know what I'm saying. Like puts me in that setting and whatever. And then it brings out, you know what I'm saying, the content out of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wrote a song called Dear Mama. It's going to be on a fucking, on an EP. And to be honest with you, I wrote that in literally 15, 20 minutes.
Nice.
I heard the beat. Shout out to Benji Beats. I heard the beat and it just started flowing. I just started writing. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't even thinking I was going to write to that. But as soon as I heard the beat, it just.
Something caught you.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then I came up with a song called Dear Mama, like, and it's deep. Y'all gonna hear that real soon.
So what about you? Same question. What's your writing process like?
I'm like an emotionally driven writer. So it's hard for me to like sit, not hard for me, but if I sit down and write something, it's pieces I want to put to a track. But if the beat just speaks to me, it's like the pen just writes, you know?
Okay.
So, like, a lot of situations I've been in, I put it through my music. So if you hear a track, most likely I've been through it or can relate to it, you know?
Yeah.
You know how many times Brizzle call me to the studio and I'm writing my verse on the way there.
So when is the Brizzle and your track coming?
Oh, man.
You tell him, man.
When's the CX? I want to
wait. I'm waiting on him, man. It's ready. That track is ready. That track is in the vault.
We had the album release party and it got shut down.
We were supposed to host it.
Facts.
So, we were supposed to host it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that up, but I didn't want it.
I'm glad you touched on it.
I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah, facts.
We have the convo. I'm talking to Brizzle and I'm like, I'm going to call them right now and see if they have the equipment, because I got to holler at T-Major and make sure T-Major brings what he has to bring.
We hip-hop alumni.
Yeah,
we got hip-hop alumni.
So I call them, and I have Brizzle on the phone, and they're like, oh, hey, is this Price the Boss? Like, yeah, we just have some people come in here, man, and, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and it hasn't been like this, and we got to shut down the event, you know? And it was like, I was calling them to find that out, you know?
It was very disappointing.
Yeah,
it's a good show. Like, come on, we had
The lineup was supposed to be, was a dope lineup.
That
was dope. And like I said, we were supposed to host, right?
I thought it would have been a sellout. I thought it would have been.
So wait a minute,
fucking crazy.
They didn't tell you
until you called.
Yo, because I called them to be like,
what time should we have sound check and whatever?
I'm gonna hit you guys up right after and see what's going on. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because shout you guys out for the promo, because every time I'm seeing a promo, I'm like, you guys are really doing it. So a lot of people were hearing about the event, anticipating it. And like they actually just said, you know, we're shutting it down.
Wow.
But the city is in a different state right now, so sometimes you just got to take it as for what it is, you know?
Like, yeah, but we're taking L's, Price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And what the
guy gotta them, realize they
was it the guy them that tried to shut the shit? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, facts.
Was it the guy them who tried to shut it down?
Listen, man, I'm gonna send you the vocals. You can do your DJ Academics thing with it and see what you can do with it, man. Swagademics.
Facts, bro. The boys shut it down.
But you know, we're gonna try to do something different with it. Maybe like
fuck the boys. They shut us down. No fucking reason.
Well, listen, it was actually the venue as well.
Very peaceful.
It's crazy.
You understand? We're very peaceful, gentlemen.
You gotta hear it because it's like,
huh?
It's not necessarily them. It's the vent. It's like,
it's them.
They said they're gonna be there full force. The venue says we gotta shut it down. So is it them or is it the venue? And it's like, what's going on? Like, dun-dun-dun, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's the real
is it the chicken or the egg?
What came first?
Somebody's throwing the fucking, they're playing fucking like, volleyball with each other, you know? You take it. No, you, that's fam.
But, you know, the next episode will be a private party, so, you know?
No more et cetera,
you know? It's Brizzle time. Brizzle, talk to him.
No, okay, so.
Facts, we need that.
With you, Brizzle, right?
Yeah.
As somebody who is going to be performing there as well, right?
Yeah.
And I see you with the rhymes, right? The Freestyle Fridays that you're constantly doing on Toronto Rappers, right? BT. Yeah. I seen one online up for BET.
Yeah.
How the fuck did BET sleep on you, fam?
To be honest, shout out to Stitches too. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Stitches for sure.
He killed that shit. He brought that shit home. Shout out to Stitches. That's my Brody. But to be honest with you, man, that shit was a different thing. Like, that shit was my first time getting in front of cameras like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know? I even, like, if you watch the clip, I still had maybe like 14 to like 20 seconds left that I could have still went, but.
But you stopped.
Yeah, I was just, you know? It just caught me off guard, like, and the beat selection, oh man, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's an experience, you know what I'm saying? And it was a fucking great one. Shout out to BET for that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They actually came over here and they did that, like.
Yeah. Yeah, he tore it up. What's the name again?
Stitches,
yes, he tore it up. He definitely tore it up, brought the crown back.
Stitch. Shout out to Stitch.
Yeah, no, like.
Cause we seen at the Connect the Dots, he mashed it down there at the Connect the Dots. He tore it down still.
Yeah.
And okay, I want to do a quick little break here.
Yeah.
Just to shout out a couple of things. Patreon, right? Who I was mentioning before.
Yes.
Get your Patreon membership up. It's a new thing that we've connected our We Love Hip Hop profile to. You can get two different tiers. There's a one tier if you want to see interviews early. For example, this interview that we're doing right now with Brizzle, when this shit is done, it's going to be up on YouTube, but not available for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get on our Patreon, there's a tier one where it's just like a $5 payment, and you get to see the shit super early. Right? Tier two, if you have a project where there's a fucking mixtape, EP, or full album, send it to us. Join tier two, send it to us. We'll listen to that shit, go through it thoroughly, and do a review of it on the podcast. All right, so sign up to Patreon, look up We Love Hip Hop. All right, okay, I was watching some stuff online, right?
Mm.
And you have the Bodak Yellow remix,
yeah.
And then they did a slow mo, and then they did like a slow mo of when the chest has, and like there was like a ute and stuff on it. Is there like any significance to like that? Is
that's actually my cousin. He passed away from cancer.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? He was very close. We were very close. He was only 7-8 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
way too young, man. Rest in peace, Joni, man.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Definitely R.I.P.
Yeah, man. And what about shows? Like, you know, we were just talking
other than
about
being
shows
shut down. Because of Dan Tan Tan, we don't know the true issue.
Yeah.
Other than that, do you guys find that...
You guys need that, eh? Dan Tan Tan.
Yo, Friday has some sound effects, don't
you? Facts,
he's
been, eh? He's like, Friday, you're sleeping on that, man. I was popping. I need some of those, you know? Wake him up. Wake the fuck up.
Yo, you know what I need to get? A sound effect needs to send a bag to us, and then we'll get all the sound effects they need.
Okay, say less.
No, but, like, as a gangster rapper, a quote unquote, like they labeled us gangster rappers, right? Yeah. Did you get pushback from getting shows besides the one that we have, like we were just talking about?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Mm.
Just because I haven't really been putting myself out there to do any shows yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't fuck with a lot of people, like with a lot of promoters and shit like that, like. Price usually helps me out with a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, if it don't got to do with Price, I'm usually not involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. I feel like it's getting to that point where they're just pushing all the rappers back. Like, they're just holding everybody back.
Seems so.
I feel like, you know, like, you can't even speak your mind anymore. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do now? Like, I don't understand. Like,
true.
You know what I'm saying? I can't speak on some shit that I can't speak about. Like, I don't... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that just holds us back, right? And, like, you can't... There's certain songs, like, I even caught some... I don't want to mention any names. Fuck all that, but... People, like, don't want to post certain shit because of the content. And because it's a... What did they say? I'm trying to remember what they said to me. It's a sensitive time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm like, but this shit is everywhere anyways. You know what I'm saying?
My hands is
at 75,000 views. Get that shit to 100K, by the way, man. Come on, stop sleeping on that. That shit should be at a milli right now. Free busy, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's at the end of the day, bro, like us, we gotta stay, we gotta remain true to what we're doing, the craft, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You can't be a rapper talking about shit you ain't really doing, even though there's a lot of you motherfuckers out there doing that. But you really, I mean, I can't. I don't know about, you know, 90% of these motherfuckers out here, but I know I can't, and regardless, I'm still gonna do what I do.
Yeah.
And that's it, bro. We just gotta push back. They push us, they hold us back. We just gotta push back. We just gotta fight back. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's like an up and down battle with this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's always been like that.
No, you're right. It's what the battle that you're talking about, and I get what you're saying. It's they're always trying to say, you know what? You guys need to change up what your subject matter is and shit like that. But we're gonna rap about what's going on, and I'm talking a former rapper, but for you and you guys, you know what I mean? You're gonna rap about what's going on around you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So if you're gonna rap about your environment and the things that are going on in your environment, you know what I mean? People that you're losing, different things, right?
Yeah.
So don't expect the content to be about a whole bunch of happy shit.
Exactly.
If times are not happy, make the times happier, then maybe the content will be cool to make happy content because it's everybody's fucking happy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But ain't nobody happy. So you're not going to get a bunch of happy shit.
And that comes from showing love, from people actually, you know, stop fucking hating, show some fucking love. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that shit will change people's mood. You know what I'm saying? When people mm-hmm. hit me up and say, yo, keep going, fuck the haters. Like that shit, you know, it does something. It tells me that people are actually listening. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. True. And even with all that said, like, what do you think the next level is? Like, for a Toronto rapper,
the next level,
yeah,
to be honest, it's I feel like if you're from Toronto, your next level is the States.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where you end up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
start in your city and then you
branch out.
You got sleepy on me, man.
So I'm sleeping. I'm just fucking high.
I just fucking with you. I'm tired too, man.
I'm fucking high right now, bro.
Yeah. Huh?
Just fucking with you.
You take that.
Yeah, the vegan rap got him. Got him away.
I'm fucking high right now. We smoke how many blunts?
Facts. We've been smoking for a long time.
Full project. When are we getting that? Like the full project.
The Guerrilla Warfare EP should be dropping in August sometime, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't have a date yet because I keep going back
and fixing, reworking, tweaking it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, do a couple more projects, some big ones.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much, but you'll see it when it drops.
Okay.
All right, so we have Brizzle in the motherfucking building. We've got Price the Boss in the motherfucking building. All right. Y'all said that y'all got to make some moves and shit like that?
Facts.
So let's get your social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I usually like to hold man's for like our Smoke and Mirror segment.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
If I could squeeze one question out of y'all from our Smoke and Mirror.
Talk to me.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
So let's get into our Smoke and Mirror session.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, we got Moolah first in the motherfucking building today.
Yes. I don't
coolest
smoke.
Monkey in Rexdale.
I don't smoke either.
yeah.
But I'm here. I came here dolo.
Hey, you know, representing the Rex, and we're good with cameras? We're good. Okay. So let's in the news that I was watching, and one of the biggest things that popped off is your boy 6ix9ine.
Okay. First off, he's not my boy.
I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, 6ix9ine.
You got kidnapped and robbed.
Yeah, that shit is kind of sus. Right? It's kind of suspect, though.
Okay, so what they're saying is, or what he's saying, is that men's followed him home from his video shoot and then picked him up.
Threw him in a van. Movie star.
He told him you could bring me back to the yard and I'll give you whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. He said he got his people to bring down the dough and everything, and then they drove him away.
Okay.
And then he found a way to jump out the car.
Mm-hmm.
Bucked some man on road. The man said, you can get in my car and I'll drive you.
Wow.
But then get the hell out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
And I don't want to talk to nobody. And he drove off.
A quick assist.
So there's like an unidentified man who helped him. Afterwards is what basically. So I'm putting it together, right?
Yeah.
So this is I'm done putting it together. This is what he said happened to him. Mm-hmm. Right? Some people are saying that this might be for the clout because he had the video, the Fifi video that was dropping with Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And it just coincidentally dropped the same day as that news dropped.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I seen the one video where the guy's like, come for me, nigga, and he's flexing the chain, or the supposed chain.
Oh, the chain popped up?
Well, I don't know. This guy who's supposed to, like, who took it.
I don't know.
It's weird.
You think it's for the, it was real or it was for promotion?
I mean, who knows nowadays, right? I don't know. That's not what I'm into.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was, you know? People have been doing this for a long time, 100 years plus now, so.
You fuck with Tekashi's music?
Yeah, it's cool. Like,
I'm not
against his music.
No, it's just not something I would, like.
I like his older.
Be broke and listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the worst shit in the world, because, like, the way that these people try to, like, hit him up.
And I know, I'm going to. Can I have that water?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, your water's right here.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, like. And I'm going to get off of Tekashi after, because I want to get to the Canadian shit. But a lot of times people jump on him with the whole him crying wolf and, you know, fuck Tekashi, he's always chasing clout. Mm-hmm. But his music is not the worst music in the world.
No, he's got his vibe. He's got his following. Like, yo, even before the Gumbo and all these other tracks came out, I was listening to his older stuff. I don't know where, if you can find it still online.
Yeah.
But it was on that type of like a Purge vibe. Like, he was more into that anime, like there's like clips from like Akira, like there's stuff those type of like animated gun scenes and like stuff like, yo, but the music was, he was, before he got onto this, it's like he was getting to that, the Gumbo, Blicky with the Sticky, like he was getting there, you know, but like
Blicky with the Sticky,
his beats, right? His beats are, his,
yeah,
beats,
that's what it is. And the way he just like amp. he's amped up too, and he gets the people amped with him also, so
you could do like 20 reps to that shit, fam.
Yeah, like that's some good gym, amped up gym music. Yeah. You want to work out and you play that, get the and yo, he's like, yo, he
one thing, the last thing on Academics. You keep on. That's your mans. That's your mans in them. Okay, and I'm just taking my camera right here. That's your mans in them. You might want to stay away from your mans in them if they just throwing him in bands and shit. Cause
yo,
act. Though, I don't act, think he's about that
way,
life.
Act was talking that, yo, if a man, what do you say? If a nigga shoots someone five blocks from my house, I'm moving. That's what the man said. Like, yo, he's so,
and he's telling.
You know what I mean? So. I don't know what him and Tekashi are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You better stay far. Did you see the memes pop up, though? Oh, you didn't have the Blicky. Niggas gun butt you made you feel all dizzy and shit. Yo, they had the man laid up and they showed the man on the bed with him in the hospital gown with his little bruises.
Oh, man. But let's get off of Tekashi.
Meme life.
There's a Chick-fil-A thing turning up here. We're getting Chick-fil-A in 2019.
Oh, really?
In about 15 locations in the GTA, he said.
Man, okay. All that is flipping a way to make you fat.
They're stepping up.
You fuck with Chick-fil-A?
I had it a couple of times when I was in Miami or Tampa, one of them.
Mm.
It's cool.
Is this something that's a cash grab? Is that a quick cash grab?
What? Okay, Listen, I hear motherfuckers talking about this shit on a lot of American media. Charlamagne the God is always like, Chick-fil-A, 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 Chick-fil-A. Right? What is it? Is it like just Kentucky Fried Chicken, but just less grease?
I think there's more to that, to be honest. I think they sell even other things.
Too. Yeah, they got like, they probably have a broader menu than just, you know, fried chicken and whatever, but it's just... Really? Okay, it's another fast food joint.
Because the picture that they showed, we were looking in the news report, just showed a stale-ass fucking, looked like a stale-ass chicken burger.
Yeah, with some waffle fries.
Fucking, some waffle fries and a cheap-looking cup. And I'm like, why are we getting so excited? But let me not diss because, you know, they might come in true and sponsor the mons then. So
hey,
we love you, Chick-fil-A. Send on a 1-2 Chick-fil-A for Monty.
Send a bag. Send the food. Send the money.
I got two more things on the list here. We can pick one. Cannabis legalization force 14 RCMP sniffer dogs into early retirement. Or Japan heat wave considered national disaster. Which one do y'all want to go with?
What about gang violence in Toronto?
We can go with that.
Is that written there?
Mm-mm. No, but you brought it up, so what do you want to say about it?
Gang violence in Toronto. I want to say that people are acting like this is new. You know, where I come from, the Rex, this shit's always happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's fair, you know, because that now there's more bodies and things like that.
Yeah.
That these things don't matter anymore. Because this always been happening, especially around the Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think we should talk about.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think there's been a time where I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I look back in like 2006, all them times when, you know, even people who noticed me from the real Toronto and all that type of shit, and shit was fucked up then. You know what I'm saying? So when people are in the news saying, yo, I can't believe everything's so fucked up right now.
Gang violence has been...
It's definitely never want to say that it's not getting higher in any kind of way.
Definitely.
We are seeing more
it's
death.
It's fucked up. It's fucked
but
up.
But it's not
especially
like
right now.
A spike like where it was like this and now it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for the people in the listening audience, like I put my hands one and then I put the other one like way higher. Okay.
You went from one
but
to
the
10.
Rex, in the Rex, it's always been like this.
Yes.
No, Rex.
You know what I mean?
Rex has been hot since the 80s.
And it's like, you guys making gang us feel violence. Left out and shit. Like, what? We don't matter?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. It's crazy.
Gang violence, Rex still. Oh, any real, like, even Jane Street and, like, Parkdale and Regent Park, and there's all these areas where gang violence been affecting the community for decades. It's not facts. New. It's not. It just happened in 2005, the year of the gun. Yeah. No,
what's that?
It's been going on. Facts. It's nothing new to the city.
Yeah.
Yes, more of the. It's more brazen. The shootings and stuff is more brazen. It's happening in the afternoons and not at nighttime when the civilians are at home. It's more interactive. Anywhere it can pop off. Yes, that spike has gone up.
Yes.
But other than that, gang violence in the city has been happening since forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's biker gangs. There's street gangs. There's international gangs. There's all types of crime going on.
Facts.
So... It's deeper than just gangs.
And they think like Mayor Tory could
like,
fix that.
It's something that's been going on. It's inbred.
You don't know nothing about the hood.
Yeah,
you don't know what it is.
He's new to the job.
Be there.
Yeah.
So like you need a nigga in that like me that's gonna tell you front hand shit.
Mm-hmm.
People that are gonna listen. I'm not gonna listen to
look
Mayor
Rex,
Tory.
Look what Rex deal.
Yeah.
Did to Rob Ford, like
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But you understand, like he was, and he got caught up in the drugs and everything. So he knew all aspects of it really, and he couldn't even fix. You know, like he tried and he was vilified. You know what I'm saying?
Because
as soon as they found out he had an addiction,
they turned it
on him. Like, woo, yes, we got him finally. Because before that, he was fucking everything up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, it's a switch. It's weird. You know, it's like, so it affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not just inner city or, you know, now.
Yeah. But people are like, moving like they're just waking up now.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
It's just now.
This is gang. Oh.
Yeah. I think we're getting more coverage of it also because we have more social media. We have more things.
Yeah, we're just sensitized.
So a lot of people, they get fake outraged. There's a term that gets flung around that, but it's a real thing, like fake outrage, meaning like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But it's been happening.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But it's cool to be outraged and have a hashtag for it.
Mm-hmm. Like, welcome to where we're from, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this has been going on forever.
Yeah. And to add on to even with this whole topic, we once upon a time had 2 million motherfuckers here. Okay. And that's including the Rexdale. Because once you come into from wherever outside of Toronto and you get into that Steeles or wherever from east or west, you see that welcome to Toronto sign.
Yeah.
And it used to say 2 million and change. Okay. Yeah. Now, Toronto, that 2 million and change is only really counting like fucking downtown and change. Now, Toronto, the whole GTA and everything included, is like 7 million motherfuckers. Right. So if you and that's not just them including the GTA. That's just more people coming into the city, period.
Yeah.
So as a city grows, you're going to have fucking growing pains.
Of course. Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
It's, like, it's inevitable. Like
New York City used to be the city of 8 million stories. So if we got 7 million and New York used to have a crime rate that was off the fucking chain back in the 80s and 90s, what do you think is going to happen when we got 7 million? We're going to have more shit happening, more people trying to get to the one thing. When you haven't increased the thing that everybody's trying to get, the money. You know what I'm saying? But you have more people trying to get to it. Exactly. It gets hotter. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Yeah.
So it's a combination. It is getting worse, but definitely. It's been bad.
Yes.
It's nothing new.
Yeah.
It's been bad.
And with that, let's wrap this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get your social medias. All of them, like where to find you social media wise as well as like music wise too.
The Real Moolah, Twitter, Instagram, same shit. Moolah first, MOULA, space 1ST. And I also just want to say one more thing. All the great artists, keep working, y'all. I know it's hard out there, y'all. It's hard, you know, you're nice and you're not really getting the shine, you know, but keep at it. Trust me, it's gonna pay off, yo. I know, you know, you might not have money for videos, for the studio time, and all that. Keep at it. Use what you have. Trust me, yo. Please. You're nice. Love.
Mad respect, yo.
Respect for that.
Mad respect. And make sure to get that Project Rex album
out right now. Project Rex. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere.
All platforms.
YouTubes, whatever. It's free and you could buy it. I don't really care. Most of my music for free anyways.
Yeah. Mad respect for coming through, King.
All love.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, it's me, SSC_HeyHercs_PK. On Instagram, so follow me there. Shout out to Free People Association.
Yeah.
Shout out to Moolah First for coming through.
Shout out to you guys, Rex. Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to We Love Hip Hop. Shout out to the We Love Hip Hop Network on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
YouTube.com.
Check that out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And yeah, we appreciate all the input, all the love. Keep it coming in. And just look for continued content from the We Love Hip Hop Network. And you gotta say Friday.
Hit me up on my website. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up on my social media platforms. That's Friday Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. YouTube channel. Like I said, working diligently behind the scenes to see if we can get that back up ASAP. But for now, youtube.com/WeLoveHipHopNetwork.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Give us time. We're still uploading the previous content. So you can't subscribe yet. So just let us upload our previous content and then you'll be able to subscribe again.
Yeah, and all our interviews are going to be back up on that new channel. We're going to be uploading for the next 48 hours. It's going crazy. And the new interview that we're going to be dropping tomorrow will be there. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Or you're going to be watching it later on today. So I'm going to take you all out with a tune here by October with two R's. IMMN. I Miss My Niggas.
Okay.
Jeez. Produced by... read that for me, because I'm on dyslexic. Silad?
I couldn't even tell you right now, bro.
Alright, so October. IMMN. I Miss My Niggas. Produced by Silad.
Clyad.
There you go.
Miss my. I miss my niggas, I miss my niggas, I miss my. I miss my niggas, I miss my niggas, I miss my.